What up, this Opinionated Basketball. Mine's your boy, Opinionated MJ, sitting right here with Neil Classic, episode 6, Moneyball.
What up, do?
I don't even know where we starting, but we about to start.
I believe that the future of the NBA will consist of Giannis's, Porzingis's, Lanky Durant's field, chalked full of.
Are you talking about the future of the NBA?
The future of the NBA. Ben Simmons is this. Like, players who are physically imposing in a way that hasn't been basically used in the NBA. Like, a giant point guard. Ben Simmons is a giant, huge,
power forward
point guard.
Point guard.
It's like, he is what LeBron would have been if LeBron wasn't as big. Like,
but LeBron is massive.
LeBron, like I said, if LeBron wasn't as
LeBron
big.
LeBron should be doing what Ben Simmons is doing, in my opinion. Because,
but
LeBron has a more developed offensive game, which takes him out of that realm because he's going to want to score, especially now because he's putting up the points. People want him to put up the points. He want to put up the points.
He's in the driver's seat of a situation that he is in control of.
It's so, pretty much.
He so got rid of Kyrie. Really, he got his best friend there. Cleveland is what LeBron wants it to be.
Pretty much.
So,
I mean,
I don't know.
Because you've seen all the bro love when Dwayne Wade came over there. They had two interviews on ESPN. And I'm like, what? Like, can we get some interviews from some other people that... I guess the big three Celtics did that, too. I mean, but I can't really think of no other teams. I mean, OKC kind of did it, but not like that. Like, the first they got together, then they got on the stage when they first formed the big three in Miami. On the stage, yeah, no one, not five, not 20.
Yeah, they kind of... The pageantry of it was a little much.
And then they did an interview with Wade, and then they did, like, an interview with both of them. I'm like, for what? Like, we already seen this before. We know how cool they is. Then they, you know, they toasting up wine glasses to each other and all that on Instagram or something they posted. I don't know, but it's just like, that hasn't translated into anything.
I don't know how the future of the NBA somehow turned into LeBron James shit.
Well, yeah.
That's kind of
But
how
he's
it
the
goes.
Media muscle. We gonna give him that. Here go Kyle Korver again. We watching this Cavs Clippers game right now. Kyle Korver, aka bailout. Cause I'm gonna jump right off of this too. Since Kyle Korver bailed him out of them games, you know if he didn't, they would have two or three more losses right now. Period.
But Kyle Korver is there for that reason. He's there to be
bailed out.
He's there to be and offensively explosive, because he can hit a couple threes on you out of nowhere. Like when Kyle Korver was in Atlanta,
he dropped like 16 in one quarter or something like that.
That's what I'm saying. When Kyle Korver was in Atlanta and they like focused on him shooting, he was a nasty perimeter threat,
and he was an all-star in Atlanta. And a lot of people feel like, because I've seen graphics and stuff like that. You know, I always got to talk about what memes I've seen. But I've seen graphics talking about Kyle Korver without LeBron and Kyle Korver with LeBron. Like, it's a picture of him. I might be able to find it real quick enough to be in this conversation. But basically, Kyle Korver ain't doing nothing without LeBron. So my whole thing is, if y'all
him
really...
He didn't do anything before he came.
He not doing nothing with him.
Okay. He was a better player when he was with Atlanta. How in the same game?
Three-pointers with LeBron, 60%. Three-pointers without LeBron, 16%. Now, my whole thing is, y'all making stuff like this. Then the dude said LeBron got a Dimer Hall of Fame badge. And I responded, this on Facebook. I don't even know the group because it's not shown in the picture. But I said, the offense is just designed. That's all I can see that I said. But the offense is designed for LeBron to slot you into your role. You are slotted into a role, and you have to fulfill that to the best of your capabilities. When he needs you to make a shot, basically you have to make a shot. Or it becomes idea my job, because that's what you are slotted to do. If I'm about to do this move and you open and you break that shot against Golden State like you did, then idea my job. I pass you the ball. I got you open. You bricked. So it's on you. So it's kind of a...
It's a knock either way. It's a knock if you make a decision that you defer and then they mess up. That's a knock on you because you made the decision to leave the outcome in someone else's hands.
Yes.
And in that respect.
Yes. Keep going.
And in that respect, it is like you're bailing yourself out. Like you don't want that responsibility. So and you shuck it off to someone else.
That's all I say about what I want from LeBron right now.
Is to be selfish.
Is to be more proactive as far as the... If you're going to be in control of the destiny of your team from quarters one through fourth with 5 minutes left, and then you after the fourth, after the when it's 5 minutes left, you're going to start deferring? Nah, bro. I need you to close the game out. I need you to go ahead and take them shots, whether you miss or make them. Like, who just made that shot right there? See, he got Kyle Korver doing it. Like, Kyle Korver is their guy right now. But when you start seeing the teams that's going to, like, really defend you in the half court, like, in the playoffs, basically, is he going to be able to get that shot off 4 games out of 7?
Kyle Korver is... He... Okay, so, we're talking about that the boy, ability Rivers for a player to take on the responsibility of taking the last shot.
Yeah.
So, if you have the responsibility of taking the last shot and you decide to pass... And that pass results in a miss. Is that worse than taking a shot on yourself?
I think for who he is, yes, that's bad. That's bad because I want to see him close out the games. I mean, if Kyle Korver open and he looking like he can make the shot, go ahead. I guess pass it to him. But if it's the end of a game situation and you trying to force a play to happen, don't force no play to happen. Put the shot up yourself. You force a play on yourself. You know what I'm saying?
I think like, you're just thinking like, of a Jordan moment.
It ain't just a Jordan moment. Those are the moments. The moments we remember is what? We remember game winners. We remember Lillard
in your mind,
the Rockets, wasn't it, right?
The Rockets.
Great. We remember Lillard over the Rockets. We remember Jordan over Cleveland when he did the double clutch and just let that boy go. Over who? Craig Elo was that? I don't know who that was jumping at him.
Kobe
all day. Dude, I seen so much Kobe where he, against the Raptors, when it was like two defenders on him, he faked one way and pulled up on the other one. Against Portland, when he ran, got cut off that way, spun back that way, turned around and just threw that boy up and made it. Like, we need moments. LeBron against Washington last year, when he came down, they threw the ball. He was down there. He grabbed that ball, did like the greatest pivot I ever seen, going from a fadeaway from three like that, like with falling away from the basket, to tie the game, carry him into overtime, and beat Washington, who be running their mouth about thinking they could beat LeBron every time they see him. But you can't. LeBron has never had a problem with Washington. Like, okay. I don't know. This might as well be another LeBron standard pod. I didn't even want to talk about LeBron, but you set this up.
How?
So I'm about to go. LeBron. LeBron does not have a rival in the Eastern Conference. It has only been the Boston Celtics, and here's why: because Washington, when Gilbert was over there, did they win a series? Did they win a series against Cleveland? Who beat Cleveland in the playoffs? Boston,
Detroit.
Orlando, Detroit, and who else?
In the Eastern Conference?
Yes. Like when LeBron got put out, who he get put out by?
The elite teams.
It was never Washington. It was never Indiana.
No.
So he don't have no rival. Not for real. Because we was there for a second. Because that was just us getting our last little gas out for our run. You know what I'm saying? Because
the Detroit Pistons.
Regardless of what people want to believe, yes, LeBron had probably one of the greatest performances in that half, that quarter, really.
All I know is LeBron should have got fouled.
But if you playing against, he should have got fouled.
Anyway,
of course he should have got fouled. So throw that in there. He should have got hip checked like Robert Horry did Steve Nash by Rasheed or something like, stop this and just knock him down. Keep knocking. I mean, you got to do what you got to do to win the game.
But I'm just saying.
I give LeBron his kudos for that. And because of that series, I can't give him a pass for getting swept by San Antonio because you beat us. Yeah, we were older, but we wasn't trash. You know what I'm saying? Like, we were still supposed to. Who was thinking that LeBron James at that time, who couldn't shoot at that time to a lot of people, was about to do that? Who thought that?
Which What you're saying is that Detroit would have at least won one game against the Spurs while
Cleveland got swept. We would have won more than we...
At least one game.
We would have won potentially more than one game because the thing at that time was we was just not getting introduced to athleticism to that level in the league where this dude could push the rock, he could play the power four, he could play four different positions. I'm not going to say he could play five because he can't. He could play on offense, he could play four positions. On defense, he could play four positions.
Okay.
But he's not. He's still not. He's not locked down. Yeah. He don't lock down point guards like he didn't lock down Tony Parker. He didn't lock down Jason Terry. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? He can't lock down. I mean, Steph. When Steph is hurt, he can guard Steph Curry. But that was a team thing, and he can't lock down Steph Curry.
Nobody can.
I mean, yeah, nobody can. And I don't. I mean, we gonna see if he can lock down Kyrie. I mean, the game I seen, it wasn't really. I don't know. That's not how Boston play.
Yeah, and Kyrie is still going to torch LeBron off the dribble.
Kyrie been torching. Have you seen some of them? Did you see him against Atlanta? Put my man's on skates. He went to the left. My man's ran into the screen. He came back, did like a MC Hammer quick hammer dance move. Uh-oh. Yeah, that's what he did. He was like, and put it between his legs. And then pumped and then pulled over my man's like and made it. Then he had another one coming to the left. And I forgot exactly how he did. I think he drove and then went up and just he fell after he made the shot. But Kyrie is amazing.
Kyrie's been amazing. Kyrie is the reason that Cleveland has a championship.
Yes, and then people forget that. See, this was the thing when Kyrie wanted out. Cleveland fans was like, "Oh, you're trash. You ain't gonna do nothing without LeBron. You ain't never did nothing without LeBron.
They're
you can't live without LeBron."
Isolation players.
But when he beat Golden State with that same shot, you know what I'm saying? They like, "Oh, he better than Steph Curry. He's better. He's clutch. He's this. He's the best point guard in the league." But as soon as he leave, but we ain't gonna focus on that. Let's focus on the fact that Kyrie did now move forward, and the Celtics just beat the Warriors yesterday.
Number one.
They just beat the Warriors yesterday.
Number one in the East.
The Warriors. I mean, number one in the league.
I mean, what you got to say?
In the league.
The Warriors are beatable.
And the Warriors have bailout options because I was watching that game. Yeah. And when Steph not doing nothing good or Klay, you still got KD.
Or.
And they shut Steph down, basically. I mean, he had 9 points. Nine.
He's always going to have those games.
Klay Thompson was in the teens. So I'm not mad at Klay. But Steph got nine? Steph.
Yeah.
I mean, if we got on LeBron for his Dallas game, he put up, what, 8 or 9 points, right? We got to get on Steph for having 9 points. And Boston not even done. Like, their chemistry not done. I don't think they're done roster-wise. Gordon Hayward is out. Like, man, it's crazy.
Why are they winning?
Because they play defense. They remind me of the Pistons. No. They remind me of the championship Pistons. Yes.
With Gordon Hayward.
After that game.
He's hurt. I'm like, why aren't the Celtics tanking?
Because... Okay, and I didn't necessarily like Al Horford much at all in Atlanta. Like after he had that one big season,
he was always straight.
But he started folding to the see. That's what I want to see. LeBron he just pulled up from three. That
he did that against Porzingis.
That's what I want to see. Porzingis, you gonna kill somebody lanky like that? That ain't supposed to be out there.
I mean,
but it don't even matter on Porzingis. That's all I want to see from LeBron. But Boston, anyway, their defense reminds me of the Detroit Pistons defense when we won our championship. But they have not figured out the chemistry all the way on offense, or either Kyrie hasn't attached himself to it in the form of him being able to score when he's supposed to score, because they are kind of a slotted team. But Brad Stevens let Kyrie do a little bit of the ISO because he initiates the offense. And then I noticed when Smart come in.
Through his, exactly. And being
so
aggressive.
So him doing what he does actually helps his teammates. It's kind of how people used to say Kobe's misses are valuable because they call it, what, a Kobe rebound or something like that, where he jack up a shot.
Everybody's focused on Gasol.
He had Bynum, right, and they could get the offensive rebounds and either create another play or go back up. Or end up giving it back to him. Like, you got options. His misses are valuable misses because he's putting the defense in places where they either can't rebound, they can't defend.
Position.
Yeah, exactly. So I get at the Kyrie, but let's go, LeBron. That's what I want to see from you, LeBron.
But those are the shots stars make.
Yes, that's what I'm saying. So why is he not shooting them? Because this is what we would have been seeing. Keep doing it. Like, not the Cavs then came back. They done tied the game against the Clippers. LeBron need to put this game away. I don't want to see no. Well, then again, he could kind of pass now. But honestly, I want to see LeBron shoot again.
He was wide open, and they didn't even try to contest.
I mean, but still, but make them shots. Make them. You are LeBron James. I hear all this King talk. I hear all this greatest right now. I need to see the last part of it. You know what I'm saying? They compare him to Jordan, Larry Bird, and all them talking about 15th season. Man, them dudes went to college. They won championships in college or competed hard in college. And then they came to the NBA. That was rough and tough and stuff. And, you know, knock you on your ass. And, you know what I'm saying? I mean, for real. They came to this rough and tumble NBA. And they had to go through that. And then Jordan retired twice. If we're going to talk about Jordan, he retired twice. And they talking about his 15th season. He was with the Wizards. His 15th season, he was with the Wizards. He was 38 years old. LeBron is 5 years younger. And all high school, then NBA.
That's why I believe LeBron will go down statistically
as probably the best.
Because he's going to be able to
I don't know if he's going to catch Kareem.
He's going to be able to play.
Ain't that Kareem at the higher top?
Level. Yes. He's going to be able to play at a high level for longer than any player in NBA history.
Yeah, because he's been doing it this year on smaller defenders.
And he plays small.
Yeah, he plays small, exactly. He doesn't post up unless he's got a smaller defender on him. He's playing smart, though. That's how you extend your career.
He doesn't.
Especially in this league now where it's just about moving. You know what I'm saying? So he tries to have a dynamic where they can run and they can have court. So when the playoffs come, they can try to do something. You know, something big.
They're going to be good.
Blake Griffin airballed the ball. Was that an airball?
Yes.
That's horrible. But it's LeBron time now. But we went far. Go ahead, say your piece. Then we getting back to Boston.
But the thing is, with LeBron and Boston, they're isolation-oriented teams.
Not Boston.
Boston facilitates off Kyrie's isolation. Because he's going to break down who's ever defending him.
Boston run plays like crazy. Like, I seen Marcus Smart came in the game. He was 0-7.
Okay.
He was a plus. His plus minus. Just guess what his plus minus is. He ain't score.
What is his plus minus? With a 9 scoring. It's got to be negative.
It was a positive 15.
How?
Because he facilitated.
Rebounds.
Okay, this is going to be a little nerdy because I do game, but I be playing 2K, and I got Rondo on my team. He come off the bench. He get assists. You know what I'm saying? He play defense. He get a few layups here and there.
And he's contributing when he's in the game.
Yes, pretty much. And Smart could shoot better than like a Rondo. But he didn't make none yesterday. He facilitated that team. He set them up. He gave Al Horford the ball. Al Horford operated. All of that system started moving. Al Horford either finished or he either kicked it back out. They ended up making ball movement. Jaylen Brown out here balling.
That's the beautiful thing about Boston. 1 through 5, all of them can shoot consistently.
Yeah, and now they have Morris from us.
Right.
Like, bro. Morris won them 2 games alone by himself. He came back and started helping them instantly. I was calling that like, man, when Morris get back, I forgot he was even on their team because he was hurt.
Yeah.
It was like, oh, Kyrie Gordon Hayward, Al Horford. Detroit. Kyrie Gordon Hayward, Al Horford. It wasn't nothing else.
I mean, Detroit betting on Tobias Harris, so it's like, but they didn't need Morris.
I see LeBron made the pass. See, that's what I'm saying. Why are you passing? Why are you passing?
I gotta get it from
it's
my
in
seat,
his
ladies
nature.
And gentlemen.
It's in his, I gotta get it from my seat. No, you do not pass that.
You
is.
Fit. You close. Close the game. Why the Clippers got the ball now?
My bad. Go ahead. Like, I need LeBron to keep doing this. If that's Jordan, if that's Kobe, they about to keep killing you unless you stack up on them. And Jordan didn't really get too much stacked up on. They didn't allow for that type of defense.
I mean, what you're trying to say is that the fact that LeBron would rather pass than take
Blake Griffin making threes.
A bad shot makes a bad player.
No, it don't make him a bad player because sometimes that's the best shot. Okay, so what pass do you know LeBron made that was like a game-winning just clincher? What moment do you remember where LeBron passed to somebody, they made the shot, and you remember it?
There aren't any, but I was going to use Ray Allen in the
Forget Ray Allen.
Bailout, but it,
he didn't get the ball from LeBron. That was a rebound. So that's what I'm trying to say. If you ain't really, I can't think of no moment where you pass somebody the ball and it was like, oh, like a John Paxson, a Steve Kerr, a Derek Fisher for 0.4 seconds. Like, and I don't even think Kobe made that pass. That was an inbound pass. It don't even matter who made the pass because that was a Hail Mary like hell. You know what I'm saying? I don't remember no LeBron moments where it's like, I gave you the ball. Coomp, game. You know what I'm saying? Or you put them ahead massively. That's why they give him so much credit on the block, because the block came before Kyrie's shot. Because I just got done debating with some LeBron fans a couple days ago. They said, well, if it wasn't for the block, he wasn't set up for the shot. And then somebody came in there and said something like, even if Kyrie didn't make the three, y'all was still like up by two or down, but something like that. Like, the game wasn't, that didn't too much impact affected. That affected the momentum. That didn't necessarily affect the way it was supposed to go for Golden State, because Stephen Clay was just out there doing dumb stuff. You know what I'm saying? So you got to count that too. I mean that's a nice block. Iguodala didn't even get off the ground. You know his back was messed up, right? He came from down here with the ball and then he went up with it and he didn't get nowhere. Like, the dude head all just under the rim, and it's just LeBron came and just stopped it before it could get anywhere. Like, that's not his best block. I've seen him do better blocks. It's not his
best chase down block.
No, and it's not LeBron his best chase down.
LeBron hasn't led the league. I mean, he hasn't had a high block.
Like, that's kind of, they won't see it that way, but to me, that's kind of insignificant to say that his best block came on somebody who wasn't even really, like, in the position to dunk for real. You know what I'm saying? Like, physically, we seen Iguodala in this past postseason. Was he on the ground like that? No. He was dunking right with LeBron right there. Like, but they would kick him the ball, and LeBron didn't even guard him. Iggy all the way. He probably got it in his head, like, yeah, I remember you blocked me. And just, dog, we could look at the replays of that. But like, the thing is, it's insignificant to say that's his LeBron's best block.
But the thing about it is, it's like, that's the, you never know what LeBron's going to give you. It's like, defensively, he can guard people, but he can get out in transition and chase down block.
Yeah.
But it's like,
he's a help defender.
Right.
He's a great defender.
He's not a, he's not going to block you just on straight up. Right. Like, I can't even think of how many times that that's happened.
I did not even see that last play. What happened? How we at 0.3? See, they showing LeBron in New York right now. Overstaps. That boy jumped way too early.
He thought he could use his length.
Nah, LeBron better than that.
Nah, it's from three. It's just
LeBron just better than that. LeBron been in the league too long for that block to affect him.
That's his
spot. That might mess with a rookie, you know. I mean, not named Jason Tatum, but you know what I'm saying? Because Tatum been balling. Let's just switch gears off LB. Well, hold on. We had these last 3.9. Let's see what he gonna do. Is that him inbounding? No, come on, LeBron. Make the shot.
And he missed.
Ah, okay. Anyway, Boston.
Going to overtime.
We're going to Boston. Boston, and this is just going to be quick because we touched
on it. What's going on with these rookies?
We're going to switch it off. The rookies. Jason Tatum. No. I'm being real rude. Ben Simmons
is the rookie of the year.
Jason Tatum is the runner up. Okay. And he could potentially, I might be too,
Ben Simmons is in the best optimistic situation
in this thought, but Jason Tatum, if he just really start putting up points and keep doing what he doing, man, and Ben Simmons hit a wall, which I highly doubt, then Jason Tatum could really flirt with actually winning that award.
But Ben Simmons is balling.
Ben Simmons is balling out of his mind.
Unlike
he helps Embiid out.
Unlike LeVar Ball, who is
Lonzo, you mean?
Lonzo.
Yeah, you might as well call him LeVar.
Cause it's like, ugh.
Yeah, it's. I mean, they it's had like a graphic
about
that,
too. It's like
they
wanted to have a Ben Simmons in L.A., but it's like,
but they couldn't. They didn't. They couldn't get him. They should have. It sound bad, but right now, they should have kept D'Angelo Russell. Their scoring from where Brook Lopez is scoring from would have been absent. Like, post and stretching the floor, that wouldn't be there. Because who going to do it? He the only one. So, it's kind of a trade-off. I mean, you got the opportunity to be able to keep him for cheap, because this is a contract year for him, too. And you know what I'm saying? I mean, I don't know what the Lakers are going to do, because we was talking about, you know, everybody been talking about, oh, where LeBron going to go after the end of the year and
I think he's
what the Lakers
LA.
Could get. I don't think he's going to L.A. no more.
But he's not staying in Cleveland.
I don't even want him to go to L.A. no more.
Is he staying in Cleveland? It came all the way back to LeBron.
No, he's not staying in Cleveland.
It's like 7 degrees.
Nah, separation. He hasn't commit yet.
He does.
I mean, he could. That's kind of his thing, to not commit, make them try to improve. Right. But this dude, like, that's home, bro. Like, you're not gonna commit. You know what I'm saying?
How long is D-Wade gonna be there?
I mean, how long if you LeBron James? You how LeBron long is James.
Juwan Lou gonna be there.
It don't. They don't matter because this LeBron team. Whenever he wants something done, it's gonna get done because he's in control of it. He has absolute power in Cleveland.
I don't think he has that.
Okay, so they're saying if they keep LeBron, they're gonna trade that pick. So how does he not have control?
Trade the pick to get what?
To get whatever. Trade the pick and Kevin Love to get a different piece. Try to take the team in a different direction. Try to go from having a Kevin Love and finding him for a spot up shot to getting somebody else. You know what I'm saying? Then they still got to keep
Bosch.
They still got to keep Isaiah Thomas if they plan to extend him because he's in the contract here. You got to pay him.
Playing until the All-Star break?
No, he might play next month, December. But we'll see about that too. Yeah.
And
yeah.
How is he gonna work in the offense?
That's what I want to find out. How he gonna work in the offense? Because everybody looking at Kyrie's scoring numbers, like his field goal percentage is low, and his scoring averages kind of like his numbers are down for his averages. As far as with Cleveland averages with LeBron, they're down. But
it's I a new see situation. Him playing
in a yeah exactly. And it took Isaiah Thomas 2 years to maximize on Brad Stevens' system as well. So people ain't thinking about that, but. That's a fact. Go look at the stats. Isaiah blew up this last year before he got traded. Like, the dude averaged 30 points a game.
Yeah.
So, he wasn't doing that nowhere else until Boston.
He was torching.
Yeah, he was torching. And then it's like, LeBron needs a certain type of ISO-like player that's doing his own thing. Is Isaiah Thomas that because of his height? You see how they can kind of try to stack up on Kyrie. I mean, they couldn't do it so much in Cleveland like they do now, which is another thing about Kyrie that's going on with him. The reason his numbers are down, too, is because he is the only All-Star right now. Gordon's supposed to get that pressure off of him. Right. So we ain't going to see the best of Kyrie, really, unless he just reach a whole nother level this year, which he can do, or really just a shot start falling. Like, oh, yeah, well, the hoop got real big for me. You know, he dropped one of them lines or something like that. But he's not in his prime yet.
He had a high-scoring couple games, though. Yeah. There were a few. A couple 40.
He's got great moments, like, every game. Damn but that's, like, he is a highlight reel.
But that's an explosive point guard.
Dude.
And Russell, everybody, an explosive point guard is going to give you a moment every game.
Who
is Russell is going to give you a moment every game. James Harden is going to give you a moment every game.
James Harden is ball.
Lillard is going to give you a moment every game. Like,
what do you think of Harden for MVP? Is this his year?
He can win MVP if they can prove that they can beat elite teams in the West. Whoever wins out in the West is going to be the NBA champion.
You think so?
Whoever comes out of the West.
Do you think Boston could? Do you think Cleveland could? Do you think
they could, but they're
the
not.
The Bucks could?
They could, but they're not.
Why are they not? Boston just beat, I mean, and it wasn't the prettiest win, but they just beat Golden State last night.
That was one game.
They beat Golden State at full strength.
They could.
Without them being at full strength.
They could, but they're not.
So, okay, scenario. Gordon Hayward comes back, kind of how Paul George did at the end. He pitches in a few points here and there. They get him acclimated to the system off the bench somewhere down in the rotation. He get a few minutes early just to get himself back involved. They carry that into the playoffs. Kyrie doing his thing. Al Horford doing his thing. The whole team, Jaylen Brown, Jason Tatum. I call them JJ together. Terry Rozier, Marcus Smart. They all playing right. They playing their defense and everything. Can they go to the finals and win a championship?
Can they go to the finals? Yes. Can they win a championship? Against who?
Golden State, Houston.
I don't think so.
Yes. Spurs.
You never count the Spurs is like out, but you never the Trump put card. The Spurs in.
Okay, see?
This is like,
you
like
so you don't
out,
have no faith in the East coming out.
It's like taking out the two of spades and the two of clubs and like you're supposed to do it, but like even if you don't, it doesn't matter. Like, you know what I mean?
I feel you.
Like the Spurs Yeah, the Spurs are always relevant enough to talk
especially
about, but they're
with
never
Kawhi.
Dominant enough that you have to give them the championship. Like, Golden State is dominant enough that you have to give them the championship.
Yeah, I get
LeBron and the Cleveland Cavaliers were dominant enough that you had to give them the championship out of the
They got
to
fight for it.
Now they're in a position.
You know what? I didn't ever think of this stuff like this.
As far as
LeBron has had to really fight for what? A majority of, I mean, against the West teams, he go against the East, it don't be nothing.
Cake.
Then he go against the West, and it be
Buzzsaw.
Like, yeah, it be like the fight of life. Because that three and five record is against a West team.
Yeah.
Period.
It's because that's what's going to mar his career. If he should go to the West for that reason. If he wasn't born in Ohio and he was born in California, like, that's a totally different narrative as far as LeBron's career.
I want to ask you this again. If you LeBron James, are you leaving the Cleveland Cavaliers again?
There is a high probability that if I'm not given, it's like the thing that keeps LeBron in
it's
Cleveland
timing too.
The thing that keeps LeBron in Cleveland is the fact that they bend over backwards for him.
Yes,
but it's like there's only so much that the Cleveland Cavaliers can do for LeBron. Even if they're bending over backwards for him.
Yeah, because especially with the contracts that they gave their players. Tristan all that money. They gave J.R. Smith all that money.
LeBron.
That were represented by LeBron or by LeBron's influence. And he shouldn't have, I mean, that, you know what, I ain't going to knock him for that. Because anytime you look out for your brother, you know what I'm saying, that's what's
but
up.
But J.R. Smith but and Shumpert.
Management-wise, like personnel-wise, it was a bad move because they didn't pan out, you know what I'm saying, the way they were supposed to all the time. You know what I'm saying? Like, Tristan did what last playoff? Last
he
final.
He did what Tristan does.
Nothing.
Yeah, just kind of.
But he does there. Something. He does
he,
something.
He rebounds. He sets good screens. He plays defense.
And he's supposed to get offensive rebounds, putbacks, lobs. He like, he's supposed to be the bailout option. He didn't do it.
He's going to get chip in, guy.
J.R. Smith didn't do it. Kevin Love, he made a three. He hasn't been able to do it because Kyrie was on the floor.
Set a screen for Kevin Love.
Yeah, that's the life.
Man.
That's the new life.
That's the NBA.
Yeah. Like, I think Jeff Green is having a good year, too, with Cleveland. Like, I ain't seen this Jeff Green since OKC.
Jeff Green gives
you
a
couple
games. Do you
realize OKC had all four of them? Really five? OKC had Kevin Durant, yep. Russell Westbrook, yep. Jeff Green, yep. Serge Ibaka, yep. and James Harden.
Yep. And drafted him.
A good Jeff Green. They didn't draft Jeff Green. Or did they?
They didn't.
And he got traded to Boston, and then he went back to OKC.
He's been everywhere.
I forgot how that went.
Everywhere he goes, he gives you, like, two games out of nowhere that you like, man, that's, huh.
Because he was in Boston.
You're almost something.
He was in Boston balling with Rondo.
Right. But it's like, he's just that. He's like, oh, okay. Still doing that.
So, what's your take on the rest of the East? Like, what's up with the Pistons?
The Pistons will be good enough to make the playoffs, but they're not going to be good enough to get past the second round.
Really?
No.
What? Why not? Okay, so
they're good enough to make it to the second round, but they're not good enough to make it out of the second round.
Okay, so can we beat Washington?
In a 7-game series,
you ain't answer that fast enough.
That's what I'm saying.
Can we beat Milwaukee?
Yes, because they're still young.
Can we beat Toronto?
Toronto is in a flux until they figure out what they want to do with the shooting guard, point guard. Like,
who gonna do what?
Right. Who's gonna be the primary
scorer?
Just
putting people away constantly, dominantly.
Right.
We see this Toronto every year. And then they get to the playoffs.
They're the Spurs of the East. But that's just how bad the East is.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you understand
so,
that?
Okay, so with that being said, we ain't going to be able to make it out the second round. Can we beat Cleveland?
No.
What? We haven't even played Cleveland yet.
Not even seven-game series. And
we got Drummond.
We
got a rim protector.
Listen, Detroit has always had a rim protector, but they don't have any
well, we'll see. In the we'll second see. Round. Because we might – I think we're going to make a trade this year.
For who? For what? Because
I think we – I mean, they talking about they got interest in Greg Monroe again. I mean, that'll be good off the bench. That'll be great off the bench. So we could keep up some scoring. And that gives us another – that gives us another half-court look because Drummond's not good post-up. They did a number – some numbers on his post-up.
Yeah, he's not.
His percentages proficient. And him playing in the post as a post player, no, he's not – no.
He's not. He's not a threat.
Yeah, I just read something about that today where he has better accepted the role that Stan wanted Dwight to play better than Dwight did. You know what I'm saying?
But that's not hard because Dwight Howard was hard-headed, childish – and just didn't buy in.
Right.
For whatever reason.
Because he wanted to take over the team. He wanted to be the person that's like getting all the credit. He didn't want it to be. I think he just wanted more than. You know what I'm saying? That's why I think he left LA.
More,
that's why he left Houston. And it didn't got to the point
more
of his
than
career.
What he was capable you, of doing.
You kept wanting more than what you were. All you had to do was buy into something. And you would have grew and been.
Set screens.
You would have been. All he had to do was just settle. Like it ain't, and it wouldn't have been settling. Settling in the sense.
In the sense of,
if he would have, he beat LeBron while he was in Orlando. He went to a finals in Orlando. You didn't want to be in that situation no more. Like you wanted Stan gone. You probably wanted more of the touches than some of the other players was getting.
That's when
Turkoglu was on the downside.
Point.
Yeah, and Rashard Lewis was kind of, you know, you let
Lewis.
Your team get restructured around you. You and Stan work, you make that work, and you figure out how to add additional pieces around it to make it,
that
your, to make it yours. You
that
know what I'm saying? That's the thing that's missing just period in life. Just the idea of taking something and making it better than it is as opposed to, oh, I'm going to go over here to this situation and this situation. Oh, Kobe's here, so we should go to the Western Conference Finals at least, and I'm here. You know what I'm saying? Like, most people are trying to get a free ride, basically. They're trying to, a lot of people are riding coattails. Like, okay, like the older players who take less to play with the younger players. That's because, at a time, they didn't just buy into a situation, take a little less money. Look at what Golden State doing right now.
But the thing about when older players do that, they're taking the last of their career and they're making what they want of
but
it.
What if they end up taking the last of what they right they taking the last and they making it what they wanted but what if they fail in trying
then
what about all the players that went to teams like the first Big Three Miami Heat team that lost, the Shaq and Wade team that lost, the Karl Malone and Gary Payton going to the Lakers that lost. Karl Malone ended up getting a ring. Gary Payton did, but Karl didn't. So you're going to take the – as opposed to being in Utah, you developed this situation. You was like, I'm in Utah. Okay, we got John Stockton. Okay, we got Jeff Hornacek. Okay, we got everybody.
They
you know,
did that, but
we,
that
we
was
got
at the
Greg Oster
of
tags
career.
Of the world. We bringing this together, and we about to make it better. Now we're in the finals. Now, instead, you relinquish your position, having that great of a position because you've accepted to want more, even though that's short term. You know what I'm saying? Because you didn't grow into this. You're at the end of your career. Why didn't you just stay with Utah? What was the problem with just staying with Utah one more year? Maybe y'all, I mean, at one point, y'all was
John
sweeping
Stockton,
the Lakers out the playoffs.
John Stockton retired.
Karl Malone was still putting up numbers before he went to
the Lakers.
But
John Stockton retired.
So, it's like...
And then
Gary
Payton
feel like,
went ring chasing. I mean,
yeah.
There are players in the NBA who are at the end of their career and are just trying to get the monkey off of their back, which is the fact that they don't have an NBA championship.
Right.
But, I mean, if you have a championship ring, you have clout.
Yeah, period.
Even Darko Milicic has... just the the smallest, most minuscule piece of a molecule of respect.
Because his name is on the championship roster, and he has a ring.
He
ain't sold it.
I hope that is in a pawn shop just because he shouldn't be a champion before Carmelo Anthony.
I agree with that 100 million times.
I'm just saying.
You know what? Let's switch off into that. Carmelo with OKC, they lose. Carmelo when he sat out, they win. Is Carmelo, and I'm still a Carmelo fan. I still like Carmelo Anthony. That's still my dude.
But
should he be in OKC?
He should be in a position where New York was the best position for him. Like,
I don't think so. I think he should have went to
Houston.
No. Looking at it now, he should have went to like Washington.
I mean,
he would have been.
That's where Kevin Durant was supposed to go.
Yeah, but he should have went to Washington because then they would have really had
like everything that they needed to be a
contender. The way that they needed it to be, because Paul George is ball dominant, Russell Westbrook is ball dominant, Carmelo was ball dominant.
Right.
You got John Wall who is trying to assist,
but he got nobody.
You got Bradley Beal who is excelling in his role, and he has to sometimes, you know, make sure he really step up in order for them to win some games.
Yeah.
You insert Carmelo into that with his ability to be ball dominant, his ability to score from the post, his ability to catch and shoot with John Wall and Bradley Beal. That works because you don't have to see Russell Westbrook drop his scoring average and his triple double. Hitting, even though people be like, well, it's not going to get him a championship. Yeah, but we get to see like some really good basketball right now. You know what I'm saying? Like, he could win a championship next year.
You play to win championships.
You do play to win championships, but
he is box office. Yes.
If it's not getting you to the championship, should you have to relinquish that much of your game?
There, you relinquish as much as necessary to accomplish the goal.
But this ties in with what we were just talking about. Instead of staying in a situation and growing with your situation, not saying Melo should have stayed in New York, but
if OKC would have stayed together,
when
they had Harden, Durant, and Westbrook, if they were able to stay together,
yeah, they should have stayed together. They shouldn't have traded James Harden. I wouldn't have traded. I mean, for what?
We had
this discussion a few times for some little $4 million. I think it was total.
I mean,
y'all traded him over $4 million total?
They didn't know James Harden was going to turn into what he is.
Man, they had to know something because they let him anchor the whole second unit.
It's the second unit.
And he was already balling in until it got to the playoffs. And then he just folded. Like, he folded against a couple teams.
I wouldn't say he folded. I think that's what... Or maybe that's why he needed to be traded.
By himself.
Because he was able to develop.
He wouldn't have been the James Harden we see now.
Correct.
But still...
I think it would have took him.
But James Harden is doing good. Like that's all I'm really speaking to. Get yourself a situation. Kyrie just did it. He left Cleveland because that went from his situation to this is LeBron's situation.
Yeah.
Gordon Hayward just left. What I'm talking about. Like you had your own situation going to Utah. Y'all was growing. Y'all went from going through what y'all going through. Now y'all in the playoffs and people are looking at y'all as a threat.
You getting these draft picks.
You getting this, that, and the third, and you are able to grow. You got Rudy Gobert. You had Joe Johnson clutch over there. Was he over there?
Yeah.
Yes, Joe Johnson.
Yeah, because he
Joe was, Johnson.
Because he was showing his whole posterior.
You got Ingles over there who's on the rise. Like, you grow in a situation. Not saying it's bad for Gordon because they are at the point in their careers where they can go somewhere else right now and
be the focal
and
point.
Grow a situation.
Like, they're young enough as opposed to be there from the beginning.
It just really varies on who the player is, what type of role the player is playing, what situation the player is in management-wise, top to bottom.
Correct.
In certain situations, you don't leave. If LeBron would have stayed with Cleveland instead of leaving the first time, I don't know why I'm thinking he already did it twice, they would have won a championship. He would have won Cleveland a championship already because if everything else went the way it was supposed to go, or he might have won a championship because that was them Laker years. But he was beating the Lakers as a team. I don't know if they would have did it in the finals. That's a whole nother Kobe. You know, even though statistically people would be like, well, Kobe didn't put up nothing in the finals. Kobe seeing LeBron on the other end might have woke him up a little bit. You know what I'm saying? Because he went against a big three Boston and beat him. And almost beat him the first time. Well, no, he got put out in six. But LeBron couldn't even get past Orlando that one year. But after that, like because who started going down? KG went down, I think. Rondo was hurt one year. You know what I'm saying? Like they would have beat them.
I don't know, but
I think so.
It's possible.
It's very possible. It's very possible. Mm. You put the right players around LeBron, LeBron at that time.
I don't know how this turned from Carmelo. Just think about going the LeBron we've seen. The Wizards turn into
because
LeBron.
We're just talking about players and situations. Like if you stay with a certain situation and you grow the situation, it will in the long run be a better situation for you as opposed. Okay, if I start a company and I got the potential for my company to blow up and be big, and I can make. I'm basically in control of what I can make, as opposed to going to work for Microsoft.
How long are the Kings going to be bad for?
The Kings? That's not even a discussion.
How long?
We're not
going
to talk about the Kings. I like De'Aaron Fox, Willie Cauley-Stein. I like the boys over there, but
how long?
Ain't no point
in
talking about the Kings.
Going to be bad,
and that's not because of the Kings.
What situation is that, Mike?
But who? What player is over there?
Exactly.
DeMarcus Cousins was there. Now that's why I said it depends on what situation and stuff you in. Sometimes because they should have been. DeMarcus Cousins should have been gone 2 years before he just left.
Sometimes you in a bad situation.
I mean, but not. That's not how it is for everybody. It's not that horrific where you're not even getting to the playoffs. LeBron got to the finals with that team. Then he left it.
There's some good situations and there's some bad situations.
Okay, and then he went to Miami and they lost that first year horribly.
Is the first time
that
they
year, if
together.
He would have stayed in Cleveland, they could have beat the Mavericks because that team would have been built differently. The team would have already had like all of the foundation laid.
So you're saying that those pieces with LeBron and the ability to play for another year would have been better.
I'm saying
than
what those pieces and going forward, moving to the next step with what pieces they could have acquired, they could have won a championship.
A lot of variables.
I mean, that's what it would have been though. Like you, how many teams keep the exact same roster going into the next year?
For the most part, you want to keep most of your roster.
Then LeBron wasn't at his absolute prime then, so. We about to put a year of Miami LeBron back at Cleveland. Miami LeBron. I'm talking about big diesel, dumb, stupid, big tight end LeBron coming down the court. Just
dunking.
Come on now. Yes.
Like it would have been, but they were garbage.
Cleveland
was garbage.
Was garbage? He had 60 game win seasons.
And they still weren't good enough to win.
Man, they would have won the championship. Yes, they would have.
They
you
were
know
still
what?
Pieces of
we'd have turned this into LeBron, Kyrie.
LeBron chat.
Let's get some stuff knocked out. Okay, this came from Steve. Noodle.
Yeah. Oh, hey, Noodle. What up?
Did he say this? He said Karl Anthony Towns or Chris Stapps. I'm throwing Embiid in that. Karl Anthony, Chris Stapps, or Embiid.
Paul Anthony.
You can choose one.
I want to say Porzingis because he's the most versatile out of all three. Like he's the
is
most.
He? Is
he's
he?
The most.
Think about that. Think about what you're saying.
He's the most versatile and he's the most diverse offensively of all three.
Over
of them.
Karl Anthony and Embiid, Kristaps is.
I believe so.
So your choice is Kristaps. He gonna be mad at me. Steve gonna be mad at me. But I'm gonna go with Embiid right now.
Hello, can I speak
only
to hello?
Because of his like post proficiency, like in the post proficiency.
You just like
the
a
dude can Hakeem shake you to death, and he can shoot threes.
But you just like
and do everything else in between.
I just think you like that type of player, the type that's big and offensively diverse
and can play some. I mean, and Carl do the same thing, but
they
it's just
all
their impacts this year is
different.
Really showing though. This is quietly the year of a big man because DeMarcus Cousins is getting off. Anthony Davis is still Anthony Davis. Kristaps is like taking off.
A unicorn.
Joel Embiid is showing his everything.
Entire.
His butt. Karl Anthony Towns is still here. He's been doing it since he was a rookie.
Man, the Minnesota Timberwolves are going to be nasty.
Okay, yes. Yes. So, is Golden State going to come out of the West like that?
Yeah, by the time that the Timberwolves are ready, the Warriors will be already falling apart.
Okay.
They won't even be who they were, who they are now. By the time, you know.
Okay, so it's the Knicks and the Sixers playoff teams to you?
They're playoff teams, but
the Knicks and the Sixers are playoff teams now.
But it doesn't matter because they're the East.
If okay, let's say Philly see the Cavs.
They're gonna lose.
Are they?
Yeah.
Are they?
Yes.
Think about what you're saying.
Yes, they're gonna.
They have Joel Embiid. They have a rim protector that can guard LeBron
right now,
or that can rookies. That can guard LeBron at the rim.
They're rookies going against.
But I don't think that will all the way matter.
It will
because they will be playing such a like
their first
guided a rawly guided style. That's like some creative phrase. A rawly, or I should say, their destination is none. Right now,
they are all upset if they miss the playoffs. Their expectations are so low.
Are their expectations low?
If you're saying that they don't have any expectations, then yes.
Do you have expectations of Philly?
Right now, no.
If they win 50 games and land the fourth through sixth seed, you have expectations of Philly?
Depending on how high up they get. To play a bad team in the East, depending on where they end up, just like any team in the East. But just like any team in the East, they're going to end up losing to the Cavs.
I don't know about that. I don't know about that. They got J.J. Redick.
But look,
they got Covington.
If they don't lose to the Cavs, Simmons. They're definitely going to lose to whoever they
ben
play.
Is LeBron going to be able to keep Ben Simmons in front of him? That's the question. Is he going to guard Ben Simmons?
He would have to.
Okay. Because he's the only one. If he guards Ben Simmons, is that enough to take Philly out of everything?
Yes.
Is it?
Yes.
You seen what Joel Embiid did last year with that team without Ben Simmons, right?
He can't hit free throws.
Philly is my sleeper in the East.
But they're not going to do.
We about to move forward.
So we're moving.
Okay, this is an old list of stuff I came up with. Is LeBron trying to tank into a first round seed with Boston?
No,
that's a left field theory. Mm-hmm. I said Bucks Celtics Eastern Conference Finals. I'm sticking to it.
Huh.
I'm sticking to that. That would be a great.
I would
Eastern Conference Finals.
I would watch it, but average fan is gonna be like.
Are they Giannis and Kyrie? You ain't gonna watch that.
You're introducing Giannis to a national stage.
You are introducing the future of the NBA to the national stage because I ain't gonna say nothing like that. An injury on somebody, nah. We ain't gonna even go there. I want him to play his career out all the way.
Yeah, everybody know what you said.
Everybody know who I'm talking about. But I'm not gonna put that negativity into
anyway
because that's negative in the long term. I don't want that. Are the Grizzlies a real threat?
To who?
To the West. Did you see the way they started? Mike Conley out right now. Did you see the way they started the season?
They're the Spurs of the West. Like
the Spurs are already in the West.
No, I mean, like, they're always good. They're never bad, but they're never great.
Enough? Oh, okay. I get that. Okay.
But that's the West. If anything, they need to do open seating and call it a day.
Yes. Then again, no.
Why?
The way this season is turning out, no.
Yes. But if you want to see the best teams play the best teams.
You do. But if the East got, I'll say this. Yes, turn the seeding over if 1 through 5 in the East is the only 500 or above teams. If 6 through 8 is sub-500, please switch this up because it's going to be two or three teams in the West that's got them 500 over above, you know what I'm saying? Or closer to 500 records that should be in the playoffs. Like, that is the next step in their progression to be able to experience playoff basketball in order to get better.
So you're saying,
because you need playoff basketball to get better. Playing regular season just, oh, we here, we there, that don't
do nothing.
You need an aim. You need to be able to see who you are contending against, basically, so you can kind of have an actual real blueprint for this is what we need during the regular season, this is what we need during the playoffs, as opposed to, okay, let's try to get to the playoffs. Okay, we ain't getting to the playoffs, or we just get into the playoffs and we're getting bounced in the first round.
We played our ass off and we get rewarded with
nothing.
get it. Well, if you should have played a little bit harder, then you should have gave it 120%.
We already talked about the Thunder. We talked about the Celtics.
Yeah.
Championship contender, you say?
Four. Which team are you talking about?
Celtics.
Championship?
Just quick answer, no. Kyrie, MVP candidate? If yes. They, what?
He's an MVP
I don't candidate. Agree with that. Everybody been saying Kyrie for MVP, but it's only one way he can do that.
Is if.
Playing the way he's playing. Because he's playing good. But at the end of the day, we already know that the analysts and all of that, because they're going to be the ones voting.
Westbrook.
They're going to, no, forget Westbrook right now. They're going to go to Kyrie's stats, and they're going to say his shooting is down from last season. His scoring is down from last season. They're going to say some of his numbers is down from last season and trying to put him in an MVP conversation. So.
So what's the MVP? The only way for him to get MVP was the narrative
is if the Celtics have the number one seed in the East. Then I give it to Kyrie. But I could actually settle for giving an MVP to somebody else and giving Brad Stevens coach of the year. And that's not a knock on Kyrie because I like Kyrie. I want Boston to win even this season if they can. I wanted to be Boston OKC in the finals. But I don't know how much OKC, they going through the motions right now. Like, I don't know if they need Melo or not. Like, they might need to trade Melo. Like, Melo needs his own situation. With the perfect combination. Not a Russell Westbrook level point guard where he kind of making him step his game back. He need a point guard that's like, I'm kind of here. I'm trying to get to the next level. And a Carmelo will help him get to that next level because Carmelo is pulling the defense to him. You know what I'm saying? He needs that type of point guard. Unless they go ahead and find a happy medium. Oh, it's still like early. I'm not giving them time to jail.
So you seeing how? So he should have went to the Blazers,
or he could have went to the Blazers. But then, how much of Lillard are you sacrificing?
You're only listen.
Nurkic over there too. CJ McCollum over there too.
This is what Carmelo is. When the offense breaks down, and there's only 7 seconds left on the shot clock. You give him the ball, and then you just go the opposite way.
And more than likely, he going to make that boy.
Yes.
Because he made it. Man, I seen the Minnesota games. I was so heartbroken twice.
Listen, that is that Minnesota game,
did you see
is.
That? Look, you seen that first one?
That's all Melo is.
Where he came down, I think Carl made like a running layup or something like that. Like a finger roll. Carmelo came down and blazed the three. They had very little time left.
Yeah.
Wiggins, like 1 point something or something. Oh, like that. Wiggins or it might have been down four or something. Wiggins came down the middle, and I think Russell messed up by calling Carmelo down the court to come guard them, like press, to come press. And he shouldn't have did that. Yep, because he would have been in that space where, and he could have kind of threw another hand at Wiggins. But that screen cleaned
whoever that ran.
Paul George. He cleared Paul George.
Sheesh.
That was a foul. But unless they develop, unless they jail quick, because this ain't the Eastern Conference.
Get rid of Melo though.
I mean, I ain't saying get rid of him, but I'm saying if they can win games with just Russell and Paul, I'm a big fan of two is the key. It take two. People think it take more than two, but no, it take two because
so you're saying
that give Melo y'all enough bench. Room to have both of y'all just everything.
So have Melo within the come offense. Off the bench.
No, not even have Melo come off the bench. Melo needs his own situation. In a sense, Melo needs
the Clippers?
Phoenix.
I mean, any player can go to Phoenix.
Melo need like Phoenix. Maybe he can be in Dallas in place of Dirk. If Dirk retired this year. If Dirk were going to retire, you could put Melo there. Melo's going to score.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
It's basically trading Dirk for another Dirk.
Yes. It's trading, you know, some of the last good clutch years of Dirk that you had basically for a good last couple years clutch Carmelo that you're going to have. Because I still think he's going to have another good season or two left in him.
Who?
Carmelo. Scoring? He's still going to put up 20 for about two more seasons after this one. I mean, he might sacrifice some of them points here or, you know, if he ends up going somewhere else in the offseason. But, yeah. Yeah, Carmelo, I mean, he's a scorer. He's a shooter. He's a he's that consistent. Everybody, we knock on him because he don't really play on both sides of the floor all the way. Like, you know, he don't really do that.
Ole.
But scoring, he's going to score. Like, I don't know, it's just in him, it seemed like. Like, that jump, it's something about jumpers. They don't go nowhere. You know what I'm saying? Like, I didn't play old people on the playground. You had to. We didn't play together against them, and they still had their jumpers. You know what I'm saying?
That's like, the last thing to go.
That's the last that and do it ever go? You got to be damn near in the wheelchair, like, oh, give me the ball.
I mean, Hall of Famers that jumper still give it to you in the horse.
And you put them with Dennis Smith Jr. or something like that. Like, man,
what else you got?
I got our nagging injuries beginning to catch up with LeBron. This is kind of older list for the listeners. Somewhat old. It's like a week old. I was supposed to do this pod a dang on a week ago. But he just sprained his ankle the other game.
And shook it off.
And shook playing. It off. That dude said, robot mode activated. That boy got that animanium in his bones.
Man.
Ain't that what it's called? That stuff that's in antimantium.
Antimantium.
That stuff that's in Wolverine.
But the thing is, it's like the average player wouldn't have been able to just walk that off.
Nah.
They would have been on the sideline. D-Wade
Kyrie,
would have been.
Kawhi. But then he got stepped under again. Like, he sprained his ankle in the final, the West Finals against the Warriors. And then they had to get under his feet again. Like, he sprained his ankle twice.
That's how good he is.
Yes.
But LeBron.
So we've seen that.
Yeah, he's unhurtable.
He's unhurtable.
Anyway.
Pistons, even though we lost today horribly to the
Pacers. They were up 20.
Man.
Anyway.
That boy Lance Stephenson came through. But other than that, what you think about the Pistons? Is this a surprising year for you?
I just want to say that I can tell when Lance Stephenson is dribbling the ball without even seeing his number or name. Or I can't see without my glasses, but I could tell which blob is Lance Stephenson by how is gyrating on the screen. That's how distinct Lance Stephenson's
dribble is. That
remind
me of when Miami played Indiana. I don't know who I was sitting around, but they was like, that boy Lance Stephenson make him Wade dance out there. Like,
but the thing is,
that
was some
of the funniest stuff. That was so funny at the time.
It is because Lance Stephenson used to be. Lance Stephenson is the
born
guy
ready.
Lance Stephenson is the drunk guy at the pickup game. That's who Lance
that's
Stephenson
still balling,
is.
Though.
He's
that's balling hard though.
He is out there sweating because he just drank a fifth to himself.
Man,
that's Lance Stephenson when I see him dribble. Anyway,
Pistons
lost.
What are your impressions of the Pistons this year?
I
don't know what seed we are now since we lost to the damn Indiana Pacers.
They don't have a definitive score.
We don't? Tobias? No? Dang. The craziest face was just made when I spoke Tobias Harris' name.
I sprained my eyebrow.
S. Dot, I hope you listening.
I sprained my eyebrow.
You sprained
at
your
the
neck,
thought
head,
of
all
Tobias
that.
Harris.
It was a whole cock
being game. The closer. I would rather put the ball in Reggie Jackson's hands. You know how I feel about Reggie Jackson.
We ain't gonna even jump on him because that's gonna end up me being negative. About the Pistons, I think the Pistons this season have been playing better. Much better. It's really just Drummond's free throw shooting.
There are two teams in the NBA who are in the top 10 statistically for offense and
defense, and we are one of them.
And guess who the other team?
Rockets.
Golden State.
Rockets. I got a graphic of it. I think.
They might have changed, but.
There's definitely a graphic for that. But the Pistons, can we make the finals?
It's like their defense is good enough to stifle average offenses, and their offense is good enough to outscore average defenses. But elite teams give them problems either way. So there's that. There's the fact that they don't have a definitive score. They, you know, is going to put the ball in the basket.
Yeah.
They don't have a score that you got to plot for. Like, you got a game plan for Russell Westbrook.
Can't find it.
You got a game plan for Paul George. You got a game plan for Damian Lillard. You got a game plan for Blake Griffin. You got a game plan for LeBron. Who do you got a game plan for Detroit?
Drummond. Rebound. Graphic. You got
this Pistons, Rockets in the top 10. And what's that? Offensive and defensive efficiency? Ain't that what that is?
Yeah, age is averaging.
Let me see.
Regular season.
What does it say? Yes. Yes. Yeah. Top 10 offensive and defensive. Pistons, Rockets.
But so, I guess that was before the Warriors started slumping.
No, this is recent.
That's what I'm saying. The Warriors been slumping lately.
I mean, but the Warriors clumped up in that same little color with the Cavs.
We need to present our graphics to the fans. Yes, but anyway.
But, yeah, I don't know. What else you got to add? Because we talked about Lonzo Ball, didn't we? Or did we not? Yeah,
he
we did.
Can't shoot.
I mean, right now, I just hope this keeps seeing.
He's a great passer.
Oh, like, man.
But
he Kyle can't Kuzma. Shoot. Kyle Kuzma, Michigan's own. Straight out of Flint. I don't know. I just want to add one last little bit.
It's because we got to wrap it up.
Yeah, we got to wrap it up. I think Boston going to keep winning.
They're definitely going to do that.
I don't know who they're going to lose to because they don't have two. They have to have a defensive lapse, period, for them to lose. I seen them come back against Cleveland after Gordon Hayward went down. And they've been coming back in all these other games. They played without Al Horford and Kyrie Irving and still came back in a game and won that game.
Because they got a
team. I watched that game.
They got a team of players.
They have
that
Brad
can score.
Stevens. And now they beat Golden State. Didn't do nothing offensively. They shot, I think inside the NBA, they was talking about 30% or something like that in the first half. Yeah. Yes. That's what I'm saying.
I mean,
and they went on a 15-2 or 3 run and then like a 19-0 run against Golden State. You got KD, Steph, and Klay? No, bro. Boston out here. Their defense is real. They held Golden State to 88 points.
Are they going to be them 7 games in the playoffs?
Kyrie and LeBron could put up 88 points together in the finals.
Listen.
They held Golden State to that. People need to. The Golden State Warriors.
Oh, he used to see how reasonably close he is to the microphone right now.
The Golden State Warriors got held to 88 points, ladies and gentlemen. Kyrie and LeBron in the finals for 2 years straight could put up 88 points together alone by themselves. And Golden State has a big 3.5.
There's a half of his
Warriors. And they still only score 88 points, ladies and gentlemen. I hope you think about that really deeply in your mind and your soul, your basketball heart.
I just wish you could see the lines.
Because it's real. Like,
I just wish you could see the lines on the computer right now. They have gone up exponentially.
Smooth jazz, V98.7.
Don't you try to National Public Radio it up after you verbally assaulted this poor computer.
Man, the Celtics legit. And I want to see. You know what? I've been knocking James Harden. I did that article about James Harden. Maybe I've been hard on James Harden. But people have been kind of turning me on to him. He still don't really play no D like that.
But
he balling. I can't hate on him. Like, I can't be mad at him.
I bet he
nothing.
Put you on skates.
Yeah, he would. And I bet he Eurostep you too and you'd be to fail with your feet over your head.
It would be a terrible crash.
I wouldn't mind. Game. I wanted to be Celtics OKC. I wouldn't mind seeing Celtics Rockets. Chris Paul to finally get to the Western Conference Finals and beyond with James Harden. James Harden
get injured in your imaginary scenario that isn't
going to
happen.
No, I'm not going to wish that on Chris Paul because he's if I got a top 20 pick, if we do a fantasy draft,
mm-hmm.
and I got to pick top 10,
and you got to reshuffle the NBA.
I'm like 10th, yeah, and you got to reshuffle the NBA like we do on 2K fantasy draft. Somebody got LB, somebody got KD, Kyrie, Russell, Anthony Davis, Cousins. You know what I'm saying? All them dudes go first. And you got to figure out who is your point guard. Chris Paul is an option for me because he's going to give you exactly what he's been giving you. His average, you could just look up his average, people. He's going to give you that.
Listen.
Period. Like, he's
Chris
solid.
Paul is the professional point guard. He is.
And I like his attitude. I like that, you know, do what you're supposed to do.
He's
like,
a dog.
Come do this. Yeah.
He's a dog.
Like, if
You respect those players above all.
Here we go, left field. It might not happen, but if Detroit can get rid of Reggie Jackson and get Chris Paul. Okay. Yes. Yes.
It will never happen.
No. Don't throw that out there. If Detroit could get Reggie Jackson instead of Chris Paul, what is the Pistons then? Are we a championship contender?
Championship contender.
Think about where we are now. Think about what we have. Think about what Chris Paul is going to bring to those players who have to kind of figure out their own games as opposed to him setting them up, kind of teaching them a role to play, and then they can go from there if they are better than that and excel beyond their role. They can kind of step outside of that. That's and do dangerous more. Dangerous
enough to get to us. Lose to Cleveland.
Cleveland? You oh my or God. You got Cleveland going to the finals.
Cleveland or Boston?
Boston. You putting Boston in there. I wasn't thinking you was going to put Boston in there.
When Gordon Hayward, he's not coming back this year. Gordon Hayward isn't coming back this year.
They need Gordon Hayward? They got. Have you been watching Boston?
Listen, I understand Kyrie's going off. I understand that the offense is clicking.
It's not. The offense is not clicking. Jaylen Brown doing what he got to do. Well, you know what? I'm not going to say that it's not clicking. It's not fluid yet.
Right. Okay. It's not fluid yet. It will be.
But it works great, especially in the spurts like yesterday against Golden State.
Would they be having these problems if Gordon Hayward were there developing? Yes,
they would, because it would be Kyrie, Gordon, and Al Horford, and the rest of that team would be trying to figure out where they're going to fit in. Jaylen Brown and Jason Tatum had to start a lot to start this season because of Marcus Morris being gone, because of Gordon Hayward being gone. So you're putting them on notice, like, okay, let's see what you got off rip.
Yeah.
Jason Tatum included. He is a rookie.
Yeah, because you have to see who's capable of what.
They get to play with Kyrie in the first year.
Because Gordon Hayward's not there. So you have to see what these pieces are.
Yeah.
Because what do you have to lose?
Nothing. Because I ain't going to hold you up. You're
playing with house money.
That Gordon Hayward injury, I was sitting next to my father when I was watching that game.
When you saw
it. And I seen the horrific, ankle injury. Like everybody was texting me, you know what I'm saying? Like,
but the thing is,
wow, why? You know, like, ouch!
Why aren't the Celtics tanking?
I thought the Celtics were going to be hurting after Gordon Hayward went down.
I wanted them to tank.
I did not. What tank for what? Celtics tank with Kyrie Irving and Al Horford?
Not tank, but. Get a good draft pick because that will put them over the edge.
They can't keep doing that. You can't set up a
culture. Gordon Hayward's hurt. They're not winning the championship.
Hold on, I'm going to nip that in the bud with this. The Celtics are not that type of organization. They're not the 76ers. Danny Ainge wants to win. He don't want to tank to get ahead, for real. Like, for real, he don't want to do that. That's why most of them picks.
Acquiring picks.
Most of them picks came from another team.
Yeah. He gave up assets. Because
his team was in the playoffs the last 2 years, right? Tank for what? When they just had Rondo by itself, they didn't tank. When it was Rondo and Brad Stevens.
Yeah, it was.
They didn't tank then. They were still fighting for playoffs.
They were fighting, but that's just a reflection of Rondo.
That's a reflection of Brad Stevens. And Brad Stevens. Because Brad Stevens almost had that team, like, really doing something. I think it was more of a butting heads thing where Rondo didn't already play with a championship coach, championship players.
Rondo is
he's very smart. But he's going to be great for the Pelicans. We didn't talk about the Pelicans. The Pelicans is my sleeper in the West. That's, I just got to throw that out there. Boogie Cousins for MVP. Boogie Cousins for MVP. And yeah. So, but Brad Stevens in Boston.
You know how many games that the Pelicans would have to win for that to happen?
Statistically, if he put up the right statistics, it wouldn't matter. If they could get a 5 seed, I'd think about giving Boogie the MVP.
In the West.
Just did it for Russell. Russell was the 5th seed, right?
I don't think a big man's going to win too many.
I think a big man... This is the year of the big man. You'll see.
But a big man won't win MVP.
We'll see.
Yeah, I mean, we will. That's how
we'll see. I mean, probably not this year, but in the next, well, I don't know, because Ben Simmons and Giannis and them coming along. Joel Embiid. See, but then with what you said, the way you set up the pod today, you said the NBA in the future, that's what you were speaking to anyway, right. A conversation we had, in case y'all didn't, you know, y'all weren't really paying attention.
And we blew past it. We blew right past it. And we're right to LeBron chat. But anyway, yes, the future of the NBA.
The future of the NBA players are a bunch of Ben Simmonses and Giannises. Mm. Are those classified as big men, considering they've got rid of the center position altogether, honestly?
There aren't any big men in the NBA.
LeBron, is LeBron considered a big man to you? Yes or no?
No.
No? Is Ben Simmons a big man?
No.
Is Giannis a big man?
Giannis is a big man, but he's not a big... Is like, Anthony, you understand Davis what I'm a saying? Big man? Anthony Davis is a big man, but he is not a traditional big man. Back to the basket, rebound, shut your mouth, we'll get you the ball later. They are giant shooting guards.
Okay. All right.
That's what the NBA is going to turn into.
League of lanky do-it-alls.
Basically correct.
Okay. That's really what basketball is. I mean,
it's about what length, is going to evolve
athleticism, into. Skill.
It's going from a league it's of hammers to a league of scalpels.
It hasn't been hammers in a while anyway.
That's what I'm saying. Like, that's what it's evolving into. In at least 10 into.
Years, I mean, well, maybe like 7. Because I feel like when Boston and the Lakers went down, maybe after that Dallas champ. Okay, so we'll say 6 years.
I don't think
there
are going to be any of those huge big men.
But like, the Pelicans, with their big men, are the kryptonite for Golden State. If they have people making timely shots in 4 out of 7 games, I'm talking about threes, and all of their players are hitting on all cylinders.
That's any team.
The Pelicans are my sleeper. They can, man, I ain't going to even. They can go to the finals. I'm going to just throw it out there.
All right, but we wrapping it up. So you think, okay, so your sleepers in the West are the
Pelicans and OKC.
OKC. And in the East,
Boston.
Your obvious favorite is Boston.
But they're also a sleeper because nobody still expects them to go to the finals. Not for real. They expect them to lose to LeBron. Everybody going to go to that first loss. Well, he lost against LeBron.
When Isaiah Thomas comes back, I don't know what the Cavaliers are. They're right now, the Cavaliers are good.
Yeah.
When Isaiah Thomas comes back, they're projected to be better. So
we'll see. We got to see how he fit in their offense.
Even if he doesn't fit in their offense, he'll come off the bench and torch because any that's team
gonna,
second
that's
unit.
Gonna throw everybody into a whole new role. Because they're gonna if you get Isaiah Thomas and you try to get some of the playing style from the Celtics, it ain't even really the playing style or the plays per se. It's more so a what role LeBron is gonna play on the floor when they're doing something for Isaiah and how much pick and roll they gonna play? Cause how much pick and roll? I mean, like, do they play on ball right now?
They play the pick and roll, but it would be facilitated through Isaiah Thomas.
So LeBron is gonna get off. LeBron gonna play off ball. Listen. Now if LeBron play off ball, they going to the finals. I'm just gonna throw that out there too, cause I think LeBron off ball. Do you see when this dude just get a pass and he ain't got to do nothing but jump?
So you saying that if I think it's LeBron, basically gonna be a Kyrie situation.
LeBron either need to be Magic or he need to be LeBron. You either need to pass the ball all for the time, real all the time. I ain't talking
about pass first point
and step up when you need to, like go ahead and try to get 30-40 if that's that type of game. But other than that, if you not gonna do that, then let Isaiah run the rock for real and play off the ball
and just accept the role as
yes, get rebounds and points. LeBron could average 30.
Yeah.
If he focus on that off the ball, and then you give him the ball sometimes, he looking like he's a better shooter. He can make quicker decisions in the post, especially playing off Isaiah. You running off Isaiah, you got LeBron setting up in the post like he going to get the ball.
Isaiah
is a pick and roll with LeBron. And that's what I'm saying, bro. So we'll see. I'll put Cleveland in the finals then. As much as I don't want to say that, but because I want to see Detroit or Boston, you know. I want to see something different. I don't want to see. I won't go to State to lose this year, too. Like,
I was rooting stuff.
People could look at the articles, they could listen to the pods. I've been rooting for Golden State for the last few years.
But.
Because I was rooting for them when Steph was Grant Hill 2.0. You know what I'm saying? So I kind of had some attachment to that.
Prone with
when people start saying, oh, forget the Warriors. I seen them come from
nothing,
basically. You know what I'm saying? And my brother-in-law also loved the Warriors.
Shout out to BJ.
When they was, shout out to BJ. They when they was the tough team with Baron Davis and all of them, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Steven Jackson.
Head up.
Beatrice. Yeah, so.
Slam cover.
I've been watching the Warriors.
Oh, you remember that and slam cover with the jerseys backwards and the chains backwards?
Yeah.
What a time.
Wow, yeah, for real.
Anyway.
Yeah, I think that's it. But yeah. I wanna see Boston Cleveland, really, in like the second round. I wanna see or the Bucks Cleveland. But I want it to be Bucks Celtics. And in the West, I wanna see OKC, but I don't wanna see no OKC that ain't jailed.
That's the only way they're gonna make it.
That's
so
gonna get moved out the way. I wanna see them at least go 6 games. I wanna see them go to the finals. Cause I wanna see either Carmelo and Paul George get them one, Russell, or I want to see Kyrie go ahead. If Kyrie can manage
and solidify his career,
if Kyrie can leave LeBron
and win a championship
and
his
win
first
the
year,
championship the first year, do you know what kind of impact that has? Do you know that puts him in Kobe's sphere off rip?
And that's
because
that's above LeBron though.
What's above LeBron?
Kobe.
Dang, that puts him in Kobe's sphere.
Kobe's
sphere. Unless y'all,
if any player exists in the Kobe sphere, it that exists above the LeBron canopy,
right?
I'm glad I paid attention in biology.
Right.
Even though that is
not a biological term, I don't think.
We're a basketball podcast. Get out of here, nerd.
But if he can do... He
just escaped
the Kobe
basket.
We keep on extending this because it's just so much to talk about. If...
We might have to do this podcast
over again.
We're ending this now.
Yeah, we might have to do two.
We're ending this now.
Something like that.
We wrapping this up now.
Opinionated then, MJ, Neil Classic. Shout out to Crispy Chris TV on
what up,
YouTube.
Dope?
Go follow Crispy Chris. Shout out to S Dot.
What up, though?
Shout out to Steve.
What up, though?
Shout out to Cousin Ralph. Shout out to BJ Brother. Shout out everybody, Chalk.
If you on Xbox Live,
if you on Facebook,
if you
following
on Reddit,
me, you know, follow Opinionated Basketball Minds on Facebook. You could do it just
the website.
To search it, just type in OPBBM on Facebook. It should pop up with a little dude dribbling the basketball. Shout out to Alan on the graphic. On Twitter, Opinionated_MJ. On Instagram, Opinionated_MJ. Even though I don't really be on the gram. I don't snap none of that. basketball, the blog site is opinionatedbasketballminds.com.
For sure.
I've been thinking about getting this YouTube popping so we could bring these podcasts to you another way. And so we can see, you know, how many views or something we can get, you know what I'm saying?
I'm just trying to go to what's the country that looks up all our stuff?
China?
No. The little country.
Dubai?
No.
The little country.
Vietnam?
Oh.
Was
Wait,
Vietnam?
No.
Philippines.
The Philippines.
Yes.
Hey, shout out to the Philippines, all the Filipinos. We love y'all. I love y'all from the side of my heart. You know what I'm saying? Because y'all make it all possible. Hey, America, get up. Get on your computers. Follow the blog. Get some reading in. All that. Hey, shout out to Detroit Sports Nation. Who else I got to shout out?
Shout out to... I don't know. I don't have any shout outs. I just want to shout out.
There's a lot of shouting out.
My dude, Mike.
Shout out to Adam Silver about to get this one and done rule, something done with that.
This stupid.
I think that's about it. Shout out to Reezy. How have we forget Reezy? Shout out to Reezy. Big shout out to Opinionated Reezy, because he made a lot of this possible today where we at. You know what I'm saying? It was his initiative, his investment that pushed us to the next level. You know, without that push,
who knows?
Might have just ran out of breath.
Yeah,
but we didn't.
Your excessive hand waving has just tired you. Yes, is what it was.
It did.
So, we wrapping it up. We're done. We'll holla. Take it easy.